L, amateur, radio, repeater, system.
Thank you.
W2VL repeater system.
Listening to our repeat through Echolink on my iPhone. Good morning. Listening to our repeat. Listen, anybody on frequency?
To our PP to QXI. Good morning.
I hear you through Echolink. Yeah, it's all working. How you been, Matt?
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
How about now, Andy? Give it a try.
82 ESY.
Yeah, now, wow, you're really loud and clear.
Yep, Sheldon repeaters right ahead. On the other side of Port Jeff, I think. I don't know, I have to look on a map. I don't know exactly where it is. But it's so much better.
Stuff to be too guessy. Good morning, WB Juicy.
Go ahead, Steve.
South and slightly west of Fort Jeff.
Oh, okay, and I'm just to the east, just to the west. I'm to the west of Port Jeff, too, so it's in between me and Port Jeff. Like Port Jeff Station or by the docks over there?
Do you know where exit 63 off the expressway is?
Usually after 62, but no, I don't know where it is.
You gotta love it. If you're ever out on the expressway by that exit, look to your left. You'll see the multiple towers there. It's on one of them. Oh, is that North Ocean Avenue, Steve? Yes, it is. Okay, I know where it is. Hey, I'm going to sign, guys. I just pulled into my spot. So, 7-3s. Good chatting, good catching up, and talk to you down the line. WA2PIX, I'll clear out on your final.
WA2PIX, KD2ESY. Have a good day, Andy. Maybe we'll catch you later. 7-3. Steve?
Okay. See you later, Andy. And Andy 1 or Andy 2? It's going to be confusing. KD2ESY, WB2ZSE. I assume you're going to be around for a few more minutes.
Any, you going into Manhattan?
I think I may have doubled with that question.
Oh, did we double? I didn't hear anything else. Just wondering if you're heading to Manhattan today?
I have no plans, no.
you semi-retired?
Not in the least. No, I have a bit of stuff to do out at Nassau County today, and maybe in the shop after that. Anyway, I am heading over to an appointment I have, actually, with my podiatrist. And it's the first time I've been to his new office. It looks promising. Not a bad drive.
I'm going in the right direction. It seems like, with one exception in my work history, I was always driving against the traffic. That's my mantra anyway. Go against the mass. It's the only way really to get anything you want done.
Yeah, let's see. When I started out, the second thing I did was I drove in front of it, so to speak, too early for any traffic, and left before any traffic. That was when I worked in Manhattan one time. But I'd say probably 80% of mine is with traffic.
My wife worked at Citibank a while back, and she commuted to the city for, worked 13 years. I don't remember how many years she was doing that. When I had to go into Manhattan for a two-day conference, boy, commuting, getting to the railroad station, commuting, getting to the conference hall, that was exhausting. I don't see how anybody can do that.
You know, you find the best way eventually, and then you get used to it after a while. I did very little on mass transit. Most of mine was driving.
That's good. So you're not part of the one world order thing, doing everything the masses do, listening to all that brainwashing on TV. That's why they call it programming. I always find that pretty interesting. Gotta do your own thing.
Life's little necessities. Unfortunately, I found the traffic here. I'm half a mile away from the exit. And I'm doing 10 miles an hour, so we'll see if I should be on time. My appointment's in 15 minutes, although I wanted to get there a little bit ahead.
I'm passing Smith Haven Mall. And this past snow, the plowers did a great job this last week. It was really good. And I had no problem. The only thing was a little bit of snow left on our street. Clouds came through the night before, but didn't clear the snow the next day until later in the day. But they did a really good job this time. Are we expecting any more snow? I don't think we're probably not going to have what we did these past months.
I would suspect not so much later in the year, though.
You have to get that water to warm up now. Going clamming now, it's going to be a little difficult unless you're wearing a dry suit. I can't wait for the beach weather.
Yeah, either that or take a trip down to Aruba.
Now you're talking my song. I went to Aruba. I think I'd rather go to Cayman. Went to Aruba. It was nice. Constant breeze. I prefer something with a little more activity. Went to Cayman a couple times, that was really good. Went to Bermuda, never do that again. That was a disaster. But I love the Caribbean, Jamaica.
So I can honestly say I've never been to any of those places, although I have read and heard about them from many people. One of the guys I work with does a bit of diving. I think he likes going down to Mexico and the Caribbean a lot, he and his wife.
I took a scuba trip. My partner and I ran the scuba trip down to Cozumel once. I was cured. I will never, ever go back to that area. Never. Never been treated so disrespectfully in my life.
Yeah, and don't drink the water.
Well, my partner did, and he paid for it. He had an altercation with, what's that guy's name, Montezuma?
Yeah, I gotta get out of here, because I gotta go look for this address, because it's not far from here.
All right, Steve, you have a good day. 73KD2ESY listening.
Yep, KD2CSC.
KD2KNH, replying. Good morning, Andy and 73 Steve.
Good morning, Charlie. Good morning. I hope you had a nice weekend. We didn't do too much.
Well, I had a shoot Saturday morning on a cold morning, but that went well. And yesterday I spent the day hunting for cars. My wife's lease is up in 2 weeks, and it was an interesting experience, as it is with all car salesmen.
There's one car salesman that I really had no problem with. What was the experience like? Tell me.
Well, I took her to one place and looked at a RAV4, and then she wanted to go look at Hyundai's, so I took her to a Hyundai dealership and told them exactly what we're paying on our current lease, if they could match it. You know, she saw a Tucson she liked. So they transfer all our plates and our insurance and everything, and I sit down, and he's like, that'll be $4,700 and then $239 a month, whereas we were paying $50 down the previous lease and $169 a month.
Did that car salesman have brain damage?
No, I think it was like a force play. They try to get you know, transfer everything and then you're stuck. But I told him, kill the deal. I don't want any part of it. This is not what I was discussed or approved. And then the owner came in and matched the previous deal I had. So I'm happy now.
On the Tucson?
Yes, but I went up to $239 a month, and that was fine. I just didn't want to be ripped off on the front end. You know, $1,900 as opposed to $4,700 is a big difference. They try to get you to pay for taxes on a car you're not owning, you know, up front, and that's ridiculous.
You still have to pay tax, though.
Well, I didn't care how they did it, but they matched the number, so that's up to them.
I really dislike car salesmen when they do that kind of garbage. There's one fella that used to be work at the Huntington Jeep, John Byers, who was so laid back, so mellow, so helpful. He's the kind of guy that I run to because he did what I asked. He didn't give me a hard time. He didn't push me at all. When a car salesman starts to push me, as they have been recently, I tell him I do not like pushy car salesmen. Right to his face, I'll tell him exactly how I feel. And the Huntington Honda place, when I called back for follow-ups, I said, I don't want to work with that guy. I don't care if he's the best salesman you have. That is not a good thing. If he's the best salesman, I don't want to work with this guy. I want to work with the guy who's just starting out, somebody who's not arrogant and nasty. My wife went to Jeep in East Hills years ago, and the car salesman really annoyed her. I'm going to drop for a second. And she said, no, I'm done. I want to leave. Forget it. And he was berating her, followed her out to the car. She said, leave her alone. She got in the car. He's banging on the window of the car to continue the sale. I will never go back to that place, ever.
Hey, Tobio, good morning.
Good morning, Richie. I'll hand it over to you as soon as I'm done. Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. I've run into those kind of pushy salesmen before. If it's one industry that needs regulation, it's the auto sales. Because they're never up front. They have these deceptive ads, you know, pay $199 a lease, put this much down, and then they have in fine print, you know, it's so many thousands, plus tax, plus, all kinds of other fees they throw in there. Richie, pick it up.
Okay, Charlie. You know what it makes me think of? What's it talking about in ham radio. You call HRO or Gigaparts. They don't give you any advice. And they'll pay, they'll have you pay the highest price. The Gene, W2KJI in New Jersey, has a small business, KJI Electronics. When I wanted to buy a few things, he said, don't buy that. Buy this. It's just as good, and the price is less. He's the guy I always, like you said, Andy, he's the guy I always run to buy ham gear. Very honest.
Yep, sometimes I wonder about some of these salesmen. You're right, Charlie. And I'm glad your wife and you guys settled on a nice car. I like the Hyundai. We bought a Santa Fe for my son in 2008. But since I got my car fixed, I'm going to keep it for a little while and keep looking around. So thank God that it didn't cost me a small fortune to do it. The dealer, I think I might have mentioned this, the dealer wanted an arm and a leg. And I went to a service station, so they only got a couple of toes. And I'm at the office. KD2ESY, I will be clearing your final, gentlemen. Have a good day. Charlie?
Andy, you have a good day. 73. Talk to you again. Yeah, I understand what you were saying, Richie. You know, whenever something turns into a chain, as opposed to being a mom-and-pop type of shop where you own your own business, there's a big difference. We're all old enough on the radio to remember the auto stores. You could go and they will give you advice, or a hardware store. But when everything turns into a chain, it kind of diminishes the quality.
Yes, it does, Charlie. And 73 Andy, maybe I'll catch you in the afternoon. Anyway, Charlie, yeah. Did you remember? See, I've never been to a store. I can't drive anymore, but if you order over the phone, he's very good. From Jersey, New York, you get it either the next day or the following day. And see, on the weekends, he always goes to the flea markets, the ham fest. That's where he makes his big money. But he's usually open only a few hours a day, from noon to 3 o'clock. But boy, is he a good guy.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. I know you mentioned a couple of other outlets. HRO, I bought my last radio from them in Delaware, and I had a problem with it, and I shipped it right back, and they sent me another one right out, and, no problem. They said, we just want to make you happy. So I was happy with their service. RBP, happy with HRO also.
What's that? Charlie, was there somebody else in there?
Into RBP, I just got on here. Yeah, I got a radio I bought from HRO. I bought it February 23rd. Oh my God, it's only a month I got it. I got the ICOM IC7100, and I just got the software this weekend or before the weekend, so I can remote control the rig and install it on my desktop computer, and then I'm going to build a remote into the rig from either other computers in the house, or maybe I'll do it from the internet. But I have to do that tonight. But they gave me very good service.
All right, very good. All these places have to give you good service because they know hams talk. So anyway, Charlie, I was going to buy an auto tuner from Gene by Palstar. He said, don't get the automatic, get the manual. And he explained to me that the automatic had a bunch of relays. It was a kilowatt tuner, but he said they've been having a myriad of problems. Charlie.
I'm sorry, I must have doubled with you. I was just pulling into my office, so he gave 73s to both of you. So, have a good day. K2KH clear.
Yeah, Okay, Charlie, take care, and to be you.
I have a manual tuner, 949E, I got it years ago. I was buying my stuff for years from Amateur Electronic Supply. I switched from HRO to them, but AES closed. So, but I did buy my first radios from HRO in 92.
All right, that's a long way. I always buy the best I can afford. My parents always taught me, don't buy cheap stuff. They told me to save up and buy the very best. It'll last longer and works better. We were not only talking in ham radio, but everything.
All right, I mean, I was going to get the ICOM 718, which is like an intro HF radio. I was going to get that and have two, and just have the 2 meter rig and with the ABs with switch. But I said, let me get the 718 all modes. I got that. It works great. Maybe I'll put it in the car one day, and I'll get another base station. But I have a TS-50. I had it since 1999. It's like brand new. I mean, I put it in a go. I got a box. I'm going to make a go kit out of it. You know, I also got a, I put some from TX Engineer. They got good stuff. I got a Linko power supply. I'm going to be a member of Great South Bay Amateur Radio Club. I'm going to join them. And I've been going up there for their course for the extra. And I saw this power supply. It's a switching power. I love it. I'm going to sell my Astron on eBay. I got a really big Astron. I got my dad, so maybe I'll keep his as an extra. But I'd like to get another Linko because it would be nice. Especially for emergency communication, they could set it up with the TS-50.
All right, does it create any buddies in your receiver, any noise?
I missed that.
If the power supply is a switching supply, could create noise in your radio.
Whatsoever. It's a 13, it goes, it's a 13.8, it goes to 15 volts. I got a preset on the back. I flipped the switch. I figured if somebody got into my ham shack, I'd move the, and you know, move the variable dial that controls the voltage, they could blow the rig. So I flipped the switch, and out of factory, it's 13.8. And I tested, I pulled up my voltmeter to it, and I got 13.8 exactly. It's a screw that you could change it. So I have no, I was getting, actually, I think the other power supply was getting noisy. This is several years old. So an Astron I'm going to sell on eBay, and I'm going to use the money. This costs $5 in power supply. An Astron costs about $200 nowadays. I got an RM35, got meters. I got my dad's, I think it's an RS25 amp, but he didn't have meters. He put meters on it. He put an amp meter in series and a volt meter. So I'm going to use, I might put his rig back in his with a J-pole. I was using his rig on my house, but I might put it back in my mom's house. And then I have an ICOM 229H, which is my first base mobile, but it's also my base station. So I might use that. I might make that into a packet rig.
Right. Whatever you want to do, look, I gotta make a couple of phone calls. Say dirty. Let me go.
We're not
chatting with you.
M2EO. From Antwerp. Yeah, Richie, I haven't forgotten you, but I'm down in Massapequa Park. I'll stop off and see you, okay? 7-3, Rich.
WB to ZSC.
N2EO, this is N2MB call from Clemson University. Okay, say N2EO, say that.
N2EO.
This is?
N2EO.
This is N2MB.
N2MB.
Yeah.
N2MB, N2MB. Watch this, David Peter Zebra. You do copy.
Okay, the station just called me. You have too much audio. I can copy it, but I can barely copy it because the noise in the room is so strong. You know, I have a little TV right here. Say hello to the man. Can I get that off? There you go, she just said hello. She's 2.5 years old.
N2MB, K6CPC. Very important. You call me. Very important. Did you get that?
Okay, I will call you within the hour. I will call you within the hour. I didn't know your audio was so bad, I didn't even know who it was. Okay. I'm signing clear. Say signing clear.
Signing clear.
There you go. 2 miles by the plate. You can't miss that. This is N2MB.
Then call me before that. It's very important. Call me as soon as we get off the air. It's very important. This is no joke. It's just
830 W2VL. Repeater system.
Thank you.
W2VL repeater.
No, you won't. I'm here, Barry. M2EO.
Okay, I called you earlier, but I guess you didn't answer about an hour ago. And right now I'm sitting here, I got a baby putting sponge in my coffee. Come here. Say hello, Richie. Just say hello. Say hello, Richie. There you go. You heard that, right?
That thing on my back, it opened up and there's pus coming out. So, you know what Patty said that makes sense? Probably all I need is intravenous antibiotics for a week and it'll send me home. She's probably right.
Okay, Rich, but this is a family repeater, so we should be talking about that on the phone.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about that on the repeater. Anyway, I thought you were there. I thought you went today. That's why I assumed you wouldn't be here, but evidently it's not an exact day, which is good. That means nobody's too worried. If it's today or tomorrow, that's a better thing than absolutely today, you know. Leo will be at my house when Sydney gets back. He's not there now, and he's not going to my house until the next, I guess another, about four or five days from now, he's going to show up at the house. When Sydney's home, he's going to show up at the house and pick up your stuff, and my stuff, because he has stuff to do for me, too.
Because
you're going to be gone for
5 days.
You know, it might actually be back by the time you're home. It's possible.
Yeah. Okay, Bobby. I think you have too much audio gain. Turn it down.
Nope, just noise in the room. I'm looking at the audio. Well, maybe I could bring it down a little bit. Okay. Hold on. I've got to get over to that part. I don't know why, but it keeps resetting itself. I'm bringing it down now. Hold on. There you go. Yeah, it keeps resetting itself. You see, I haven't a clue why it's down there. But I look at it, and all of a sudden, it's higher up again. Right now, it's a little too low. I got to yell.
Yeah. Just bring it up a touch. Much better.
Okay, hold on. It's not that easy to adjust it, Richie. And I think let me bring it up a little bit. Okay, you're probably more bothered by the room noise than the game setting, because it gets noisy in here, you know. Right now, Jacob just came home from school, so we got two kids here, so you're going to set background noise. I called you this morning. The baby was asleep and Jacob was at school and it was nice and quiet in here, but, you know.
Probably I was talking to Patty and I have the volume down. By the way, she was very good to me this morning. She's been buying me bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll. A seeded roll. I always enjoy that. And she got me a pack of cigarettes.
Okay, it sounds like the local deli. It's not McDonald's. Say hello, Richie.
Hello, Richie.
That was from a 2.5-year-old.
It is a local deli, and I'm glad I got my cigarettes because they don't, she told me they don't always have them. But I do have some Marlboros.
Okay, Rich, I'm going to pay attention to the kids. They take up most of my time when I'm here. And I'll call you in a little while. Ugh, oh, don't do that. You just threw a spender container in my coffee. That's yucky. Tell Richie that's yucky.
That's yucky.
Okay, say goodbye, Richie.
Goodbye, Richie.
And I'll talk to you a little later. And 2MB Clemson.
Well, first, before you go, how are you three cats?
We're about 1,000 miles away, but everybody's going over. Aunt, don't touch that, Peter. They were over there. Aunt was there yesterday. My next door neighbor was there every day. I understand. Halloween's been there a few times, too, and the cats are doing fine. Everybody's taking care of them, and my plant is being fed. You know my plant. I'm a real stickler about feeding my plant. You know that.
All right, very good, Barry. Your audio could be better. I think, I don't know what it needs, but it's hard to understand you, but look, it's okay. When you turn the audio down, it's much better. I'll see you later. M2MB and 2BO.
Next time I'll bring my microphone headset, and that will really solve the problem. This right now is using the internal microphone and the speaker and the computer, and that's not so good. I neglected to take the microphone headset, and I can't get them. I've got to buy another one, and that's the one. I'll see you later. Okay, say goodbye, Richie.
Goodbye.
And 2MB, Clemson University.
Goodbye, bye. M2EL. Thank you for calling me.
Johnny, like today, and yourself?
Not bad at all. So far, so good. What's happening?
Same old, same old. Just left the gym. Picked up some lilies. Went for my wife, went for my daughter and my son for Easter. Heading home.
Very good, very good. Yeah, I'm waiting for my wife. She had to go to the city this morning for a doctor's appointment, so I'm waiting for her to get back so I can pick her up at the station. But I've been getting a few things done here today, so not a total loss.
Got a cell call. Hold on, Jeff. N2's Edges.
I'll be here. N2 Iowa.
Wrong number. David. They even called with the soliciting calls on the cell phone. Years ago, they didn't do that. Now they're starting with that nonsense. Even though I'm on the not call list, they still call.
That makes two of us. I get those calls all the time. And then I have one Eddie's teacher. There's a pharmacy in Long Beach called ChemRx. They supply all the nursing homes and stuff. My number is one digit away from theirs. So all the dyslexics call me all day long.
The home number is one digit off from PC Richards at Elmont. And lately it hasn't happened. I used to get them maybe once every week, every other week. I tell them, no, it's not PC Richards.
Once every other week isn't bad. I get 10 a day. And I just answer the phone. We don't do drugs. And they usually, you know, get hysterical.
Well, have a fast habit. I'll get a call from a number that doesn't sound familiar, and I'll put on the Chinese accent and tell them about the one from column A, one from column B, and so on. Ching Chong, Chow Mei, and so on. One time I did that, I was in Charlottesville, Carolina. It was my central station for my house alarm that was going up. And I blamed the woman. She should have said right off the bat, this is central station, this is so-and-so. And she didn't say that. So 10 minutes later, my daughter called. I'm at my niece's house, my wife and I. We went for a wedding. And she said, did you get a call from the central station? They called me here. Your alarm went off. So long story short, my son-in-law went over and checked it out. It was fine. It was a window we had addressed when I came back that was acting up. But sometimes I get in trouble doing that.
I know that one. I got a landline. My wife's calling me. Let me get back to you. That's who I am.
Hey, Jeff. That's who's interested. Richie, you on frequency K2KMB and 2ZUC Mobile?
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the WQVL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
K2MIT.
Check.
and no special visits to take an hour.
It's a long story, but let me just say this should be a step in a long process, but it should not be uncomfortable. The main thing with going to the dentist is, will it hurt? And I'm not expecting this to hurt unless the dentist falls off his mouth.
Well, good luck with that appointment. I hope it's something quick and painless and benign, no problem. And just pulling up to the deli and get my slacks and then maybe get something to eat. KD2ESY. Ed, we'll catch you later.
You enjoy, Andy. You have a good day. Give my regards to the deli and the dry cleaners. Although you implied you were going to get the dry cleaners taken care of at the deli, but I think they're near each other. Just being giving you a hard time. With that, WD2EAD Mobile.
They are close, Ed. KD2ESY clear. 7-3.
Net tonight at 8:30. WQVL repeater system.
WB2LFD.
WB2ZSH.